Bookshare project, profiled on main menu earlier this year, is looking for beta testers. The project, available at this stage to US residents only, allows blind and vision impaired people within the United States to upload books they've scanned and share them with others. Bookshare says they're in particular need of low vision beta testers right now, although anyone who's interested will be considered. To find out more about being a Bookshare beta tester, you can email them at info@bookshare.org. That's info@bookshare.org. The long-awaited release of IBM's Homepage Reader 3.5 is finally out. This is a free upgrade to any licensed user of Homepage Reader from 2.0 onwards. There are numerous improvements and bug fixes, including full support for Internet Explorer 6.0, enhanced Java support, and much more. All the info is at the IBM Able site. That's www.ibm.com/able. That's ibm.com/able. And a new version of Adobe Acrobat Reader has been released that improves on the accessibility model introduced in the 5.0 product. New features include the ability to save PDF files as text files and user control over the reading order of material in a PDF file. Full information and the free download can be found at access.adobe.com. That's access.adobe.com. An FBI spokesperson confirmed on Wednesday that the US government was working on a controversial internet spying technology that could be used to eavesdrop on suspected criminals' computer communications. The new technology, codenamed Magic Lantern, would allow the FBI to plant a Trojan horse keystroke logger on a target's personal computer by sending a computer virus over the internet, a prospect that outraged civil libertarians who said the program could be abused by overzealous law enforcement agencies. Until Wednesday, the FBI had refused to publicly discuss the program, but in the agency's first public confirmation of its existence, FBI spokesman Paul Bresson said that Magic Lantern was a workbench project that had not yet been deployed. The FBI has already acknowledged that it uses software that records keystrokes typed into a computer to obtain passwords that can be used to read encrypted email and other documents as part of criminal investigations. Consumers across Europe who have been plagued by junk emails and phone messages are being told that help is on the way. The European Commission has hammered out a plan to make all such messages illegal, unless, that is, the receiver has agreed to them in advance. The Commission will give details of the plans to the European Parliament shortly. The chairman of the US Senate Judiciary Committee expressed strong concerns on Wednesday about the proposed settlement of the landmark antitrust case against Microsoft. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, said the terms of the pact reached last month with the US Justice Department and nine of the states in the case against the software company were often vague and vulnerable to manipulation. Leahy urged U.S. District Judge Colleen Coller-Catelli to seriously consider the alternative remedy offered last week by another nine states that have refused to sign the settlement. Real Networks music and video players will become the default player on Compaq's consumer computer line, replacing Microsoft's Windows Media Player, the company said last Tuesday. The deal will also seek to draw computer users to Real's paid subscription services for music and video content. Called Real One Membership and Real One Music, the services give users access to sports, music, and other content for a monthly fee. While Real is already the default player on computers made by Gateway and Dell, those deals simply provided users with Real's free software for playing music and video on their computers. The company hopes this deal will prove more lucrative as it draws users to its paid services. To entice users, the two companies will have a broad marketing plan that includes a welcome video run on the Real Network software and a special entertainment key that sends users to Real's content site. Subscribers to AOL's MusicNet 1.0 will get a monthly allowance of 100 streams or song plays and 100 downloads, which enables the subscriber to transfer the music and keep it on a personal computer for $9.95 a month, the company said. MusicNet, owned by AOL Time Warner, Bertelsmann AG and EMI PLC, will compete with PressPlay, created by Vivendi Universal SA and Sony Corp. Both services seek to lure consumers from free music swapping services such as Morpheus and Audio Galaxy, which the industry says have siphoned revenue from producers and musicians as fewer consumers bought CDs. MusicNet will bar customers from recording songs onto compact discs, while PressPlay will let consumers transfer a limited number of songs per month from their computers to CDs. A new worm called Gokker has begun to spread on the internet via email, the chat program MIRC, and the web. The worm is not known to be destructive and hasn't yet been reported to have infected too many systems, but as with many mass mailer worms, it could become a nuisance as unsuspecting users spread it. Like other mass mailing worms such as Anacornacova and Badtrans, Gokker spreads through Microsoft's Outlook and Outlook Express email clients when a user clicks on an attachment sent with the infected message. The infected email arrives in a user's box with dozens of combinations of different subject lines, body messages, and file names, although each attachment will end with a .pif, .scr, .exe, .com, or .bat extension. When the attachment is double-clicked, the worm installs a file called karen.exe on the infected system and mails itself to all addresses listed in the computer's address book. The worm then runs every time the infected computer is booted up. To find out if your system is infected, run a search for the file karen.exe. The worm also uses the chat program MIRC, that's an internet relay chat client that we have reviewed on Main Menu before as well. Gokker searches an infected PC for the MIRC application. If it finds it, it attempts to infect MIRC users in the same discussion or channel as the infected system whenever the application is started. Lastly, if an infected system is running Microsoft's Internet Information Services, a web server, IIS, the worm will modify the default web page on a system and offer its users visiting the site a chance to download the worm. An infected website will be changed to display the text, "We are forever," and points users to a link to download a file called web.exe, which contains the Gokker worm. The Nimda worm also defaced websites and downloaded files to the computers of users visiting the site. Unlike Nimda, which automatically downloaded a file through the browser, Gokker requires that the user click a link to download the worm. Both Nimda and Code Red exploited IIS to assist in their spread. A Russian computer programmer accused of violating electronic book copyright laws will avoid possible prison time and a fine by testifying at his company's trial. Dmitry Sklarov, age 27, had been charged with first criminal prosecution under the 1998 Digital Millennium Copyright Act. He could have faced up to 5 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. Sklarov and his employer, Elcomsoft Company Limited of Moscow, were charged with releasing a program that lets readers disable copyright restrictions on Adobe Systems Incorporated electronic book software. The program is legal in Russia. Adobe's ebook reader gives publishers a format for selling books online. It is designed to prevent the transfer of materials between users and devices without publishers' consent. Sklarov found flaws in the software's encryption scheme and created ways for users to make backup copies of ebooks or transfer them to other devices, such as handheld computers. Elcomsoft used the techniques in a program it sold as the Advanced Ebook Processor. After the software became available for download in the United States for around about $99, Adobe complained to the FBI. Sklarov was arrested after speaking at a hacking convention in Las Vegas on July the 16th. He was freed on bail in August but was required to remain in California while the case proceeded. He now will be allowed to return home with his wife and children. European Union finance ministers agreed to impose a tax for 3 years on music, software and computer games downloaded on the internet from outside Europe by European citizens. The proposal, which may spark a clash with the US, would set a value-added tax on all digital products sold to EU customers. Currently, EU businesses levy that tax, while their non-European rivals are exempt. Mobile phone ringtones and icons are among the most popular and profitable wireless applications, a new report has revealed. According to Strategy Analytics, one in four cellular users in Western Europe has already used one or both of these personalization products. The findings appear in the company's latest report called Western European Icons and Ringtones Market Snapshot. The ringtone market has shown considerable growth in both users and revenue over the last 3 years. Sweden, the Netherlands, and Germany have the highest penetration, while France and Italy are market followers. Just under a third of Western European cellular users on postpaid contracts have downloaded icons or ringtones onto their mobile phones, while only 18% of prepaid users have. However, a greater proportion of prepaid users download ringtones or icons on a frequent basis. The report predicts that average revenue per user levels, priced between $1 and $5 for ringtones and icons, will fall significantly over the next 3 years in the face of competition from other mobile services such as self-recording ringtones. Microsoft on Tuesday took the wraps off Corona, a new package of digital media products it hopes will help let the internet deliver theatre-quality entertainment to consumers and big profits to content providers. Corona is the codename for a set of software, including a server that enables websites to stream or broadcast audio and video over the internet, as well as a new player to receive that content on a PC. Microsoft is battling rival Real Networks for supremacy in the digital media market. Real recently released a consumer product, Real One, that melds its media player with subscription services to deliver content. Among the biggest improvements, Microsoft claims, for Corona is the elimination of buffering, the process by which a streaming video or audio clip is readied for playback. Buffering helps prevent delays or skips in the playing of a clip, but it can take several seconds or longer to load, frustrating many consumers who expect content to play immediately. Corona also includes new formats for encoding audio and video content for delivery over the web. In particular, the updated video format is capable of quality double that of DVDs while taking up half the space, according to Microsoft. The audio update will support 5.1 surround sound, a standard of quality usually confined to home theater systems and in the past unavailable for web media. Microsoft is also working on an update to its Windows Media Player software. The server is available now, with the other parts of the package expected to hit the market early next year. British pupils could be working at their own pace on computers using lesson plans downloaded from the internet under government plans for a digital curriculum in England. Curriculum Online will provide teachers with the best resources available and will free them up to do what they do best, teaching. Ministers think these model lessons and other content developed by the BBC and independent providers will allow pupils to work better at their own pace. From next September, £50 million is being made available to fund what the government calls Curriculum Online. The Department of Education says that they feel that this groundbreaking service will bring exciting new learning materials to teachers and pupils' fingertips, enabling learning to become more flexible than ever. And finally, here's a story of which we should all beware. The domain name intended for use by the committee handling the wedding of the Dutch prince Willem Alexander and his bride-to-be has been registered by a quick-thinking entrepreneur. The committee now has to go to court in the Dutch town of Middelburg on December the 20th to try and retrieve rights to the domain name. The domain, orangefons.nl, the Dutch royal house is known as the House of Orange after its first King William of Orange, has been registered by a dealer who wants to sell it for the equivalent of $8,000. The committee for the prince's wedding tried to buy the name back for a smaller sum, but the dealer wasn't having any of it. The Orange Fund is collecting money for charity, which is to be the wedding gift to the couple. The committee gave a press conference last week in which they announced that the name orangefonts.nl would be used for the official gift-giving website. Unfortunately, no one on the committee took the trouble to register the domain name before making the announcement. The committee simply checked whether the domain name was available, but didn't get around to registering it. There you go. That's News Briefs for this year.